Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Who would ever thought my biggest nightmare would be the most successful thing that's ever happened? I remember flipping the big canny gap, went off course, caught a pedal on a branch, flipped over the handlebars. When I went to get up to go do my second run, couldn't move anything from my waist.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Desert Island Disc Breaks. I'm Hannah and I'm here with Paul Bassagotia, better known probably as Paul Bass. Hi, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, we are going to send you off to a desert island for the rest of your days. But before we send you off, we're going to find out a bit of your life through the medium of bikes. So think about what you're going to have as you play God and you choose your own island. And we'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
So I said we've definitely not had an Emmy Award winner on Desert Island Disc Breaks. Yeah, that's kind of a niche claim in the mountain bike world. Maybe one you wouldn't have chosen.
Yeah, that's a wild, right? Who would ever thought my biggest nightmare would be the most successful thing that's ever happened to me? I mean, winning an Emmy Award as a mountain biker, yeah, as you said, that doesn't happen often, and pretty wild that it happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, when I started filming my documentary, Any One of Us, I had no intentions of ever actually making a feature film with it. I thought it was going to be a little YouTube 101 and help, educate people in this field of spinal cord injuries. And I had no idea that it was going to become much bigger. And next thing you know, Rebels on board, HBO comes in, buys it, throws it on their platform, and we end up winning a sports Emmy.
Yeah. Now then, just for those who might not, the people that might be listening might not realize the story. And I don't want to dwell on the worst day of your life or the worst thing that ever happened to you, but fill people in on what happened at Rampage in 2015.
Yeah. So in 2015, I was competing at the Red Bull Rampage, had the dream run. It was the year for me to finally be on that podium. I won all the slopestyle events. I won all the pump track events. But one event that I could never get on the podium was Red Bull Rampage. In 2015, I had a very unique line and felt very confident that that year was going to be the year for me. And I remember dropping in, super calm, collective, and had tons of confidence of what I was going to do. And everything worked out perfectly fine. I remember flipping the big canyon gap, doing a big 270 on the hip, dropping down into the last two drops, and just went a little too fast, overshot that drop, went off course, caught a pedal on a branch, flipped over the handlebars, landed on my back, and knocked the wind out of me. And Right when I finally caught my breath, I was so mad because I had the winning run and I was like, damn it, I have to go up and do it again. When I went to go to get up to go do my second run, I couldn't move anything from my waist down. And as an athlete, that's like, I think everyone's like worst nightmare. And next thing you know, a helicopter's coming in, picking me up, and takes me to the hospital. And the doctor said, hey, you burst fracture your T12 vertebrae. All these bone fragments are stuck in your spinal cord. We're going to have to go in and take all the little fragments out. And the chances of you recovering is not looking too good. And next thing you know, went to ICU, had a big operation, woke up and had no movement. So I was still paralyzed, and the journey began.
Like you say, like the movie is any one of us, and like just clipping a pedal and one thing like that, it could be any one of us. And incredibly though, you're here on a bike launch today and you're back riding bikes. So people can watch your movie if they want to hear the full story of that. Let's go back in time to your very first bike and when you learned to ride. When was that?
So I started riding bikes at a very young age. My first legit BMX bike I got when I was 6 years old. It was a Robinson SST, and I used to ride that thing every single day, jumping over the newspapers, off the curbs, building these little ghetto ramps, and it was like the dream bike. I remember going to the bike shop with my mom and pointing at that shiny chrome Robinson SST and said, that's the one. And I ended up outgrowing that. And then after that, when I was like 7 and a half, I started racing BMX. So then I got my first BMX racing bike, and that was a Powerlite.
Now, I am hearing this more and more, like people with all the skills, they started in BMX. Like,
yeah.
That seems to be the way to go. Like, maybe people should be buying their kids BMXs and not mountain bikes. They're a lot cheaper.
Well, I agree. Actually, I think you should start on a BMX bike because it will help with your bike handling skills. It'll help with your pumping. It's a lot harder to ride a BMX bike than it is with a mountain bike. Like a mountain bike helps you so much that it kind of messes up with your skills. With a BMX bike, it's like you got to be razor sharp or you pay the consequences, right? So I'm okay with that theory. Start with the BMX bike and graduate to a mountain bike. And I think you will be a better cyclist long term if you do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on and tell us about your first memorable off-road ride. Like, where did you get onto the dirt and think, yeah, this could be the place to be?
I was going off-road when I was 7 years old.
Right.
So, I mean, depending where you want to go with this, I mean, I remember my first like off-road mountain bike trail. I was with Cameron Zink. Cameron Zink's the one that got me into mountain biking. And we lived to this little local spot in our town called the Pine Nuts. And it was my first time on a downhill bike. And I just remember right then, I was like, man, it's so crazy what you're able to do on a mountain bike. Because I came from a BMX background. And the stuff that we were riding, there was no way you would be able to ride that on a BMX bike. And literally after that day, I was like, I'm never going to touch my BMX bike ever again because I am able to now ride all over the place and not even be stressed about it.
But all in with Cam's Inc. for your first mountain bike ride, that's a good place to start, I think. Yeah, the only way was up from there, surely. And what was the first mountain bike that you owned then?
Well, I didn't own a mountain bike for the first like year of my career, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, when I won Crankworks, I borrowed Zink's Santa Cruz Chameleon. Like, Zink let me borrow his mountain bike to enter Crankworks. Then I think my very first legit mountain bike, I think it was like literally when I signed with Kona Bikes.
Right.
Like when I had like a factory ride. Santa Cruz did give me a bike right after I won Crankworks, but like I said, I had it for like a month before I signed with Kona. So yeah, Kona was like the very like first legit mountain bike that I had, and that's right when I signed with the brand.
So have you ever bought a bike with your own money?
Not a mountain bike.
Not a mountain bike.
No. I think I only bought my very first BMX bike.
Right.
Like I had, a factory ride when I was 8 years old for BMX. So I always got free BMX bikes as well. And I didn't even buy it. My mom bought it. So when I was 7 years old, I think that was the only bike that my mom had to pay for. And me, as a person, I never had to purchase a bike.
So there's a definite pattern building up here as I do these interviews with people. Like, you should start on BMX and you should never use your own money to buy a bike. And this seems to be the stepping stones to being a great rider. Have you ever had a bike stolen?
Never had a bike stolen.
Wow.
I had an electric motorcycle stolen recently, like a year ago. I had a little Suras electric motorcycle, and I just moved to L.A. Someone decided that they wanted that motorcycle more than I did and ended up stealing it from me. And I was like 20 feet away from it. I didn't see it happen. And I literally I got caught slipping. I was zoning out, looking at the sunset, and actually, you know, someone went in and swooped it from me. So, but I never had like a mountain bike stolen, never had anything really stolen from me. And that was the first time I ever had anything stolen from me. And it sucked.
Well, hopefully it wasn't too much of a long walk home from wherever you were.
No, I ended up getting a ride back from a friend.
So you get to choose your island that we're going to send you off to. So what kind of rock, soil, and climate things are you going to choose? You get to design it yourself. You're a god.
Okay.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It would just be like a mountain that's at a pretty mellow slope with some tabletop, some doubles, some hips, some rollers, something that's super flowy that I enjoy riding. There would be no rocks on this island.
No rocks.
There'd be no rocks. I hate rock gardens. I hate climbing up rocks. I hate chatter. This would be like butter smooth. It would be paradise for me.
So what we've been riding here must be like pretty low down on your list of stuff, because there's quite a lot of rock guides.
It's awful. This type of riding,
wet and it's rocky.
This type of riding is literally like the worst stuff for me. I can't move my feet, so when I go over rock gardens or doing any technical climbs, my feet are always like falling off the pedals, and I don't wear clips because I can't move my feet, so I can't get out of the pedals. So it's very important for me to like ride the stuff that I know that I'm like very confident in, and that's like flow trails, smooth, like
not having your feet knocked off.
I don't like the rock gardens. My body doesn't like me either.
Right. So like, and getting back on the bike, you're still riding.
Yeah.
Flat pedals and like standard shoes. Have you tried like various adaptations, or have you made any adaptations to help you get back on the bike? Was it just a standard build?
I have this custom ankle brace on my right foot, and that helps stabilizes the foot in a neutral position for me to be on the bike the proper way to still be able to like turn and jump. I think that's like the only thing like I did as far as like modifications, as far as like getting back on the bike where I'm happy. As far as the bike goes, it's all stock for the most part.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, adaptive bikes have come on a long way, but grazing, you don't have to have, like, something that's as specialist as that, because they're still really hard to get.
Yeah. The bike itself is nothing, no modifications whatsoever on it. It's just, like I said, my right foot is the only thing that I have to put this special brace on to be able to do what I love to do.
And you can still do it better than most of us, say. Is there a bike that you wish you'd had, but you never owned? Maybe because you had the wrong sponsor and you weren't allowed it.
I mean, definitely not about my career, no. Maybe as a child. Gosh. I don't think so. No.
My position's being.
Every bike I own, I was so stoked on.
So there weren't any that are like total dogs that you're like, oh, this just isn't working for me.
Well, I had some like shitty bikes for sure, but no bikes that I was like, oh, I wish I had that, or I want that like very badly. Like I never had that instinct like that I need something.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like riding shitty bikes, I've had that happen.
Right.
Through my career, for sure, with some brands.
That must be difficult.
It is, but the good thing is the bikes I'm talking about weren't the bikes that paid the bills.
Right.
It wasn't a self-style bike. It wasn't like a downhill bike. It was like a bike that like I had to maybe film on, but at the end of the day, it wasn't like a bike that I rode every day.
And you mentioned slope-style bikes. That, like, we've seen it be seeing fewer and fewer pure slope style bikes. Is the technology moved on? Are they just forgotten about and out of fashion? What do you think is going on?
Who's buying slope style bikes? Who's doing 360 down whips, triple flips? I had a Sancher slope style bike with Kona, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know the numbers of people purchasing slope style bikes. They're very slim because people can't relate to it. It's not an everyday bike.
Nah. But neither is a downhill bike. I mean, people don't sell that many downhill bikes either.
Exactly.
But they still make them.
They still make them, and it's cool that brands are still making them, but they're not making them to get rich. They're making them because they have a big-name athlete that's crushing it, and there's a lot of eyes that watch Silk Style, but they're not watching Silk Style to purchase the bikes. They're watching Silk Style because it's awesome sport to watch, and the riding is so crazy these days, and it's a very fun sport to watch.
You had a lot of support, I think, from Red Bull after your accident, so like in the rehab and that kind of thing, right?
I always have a good relationship with Red Bull. I was a branded athlete for 7 years with the brand, and after my injury, I worked closely with their foundation.
Yeah, Wings for Life, that's the one. So like you were fortunate enough to benefit from that. And do you think that for the athletes that are out there riding bigger and bigger stuff, and like this year we're looking at downhill having an extra round in it, you know, they're putting their bodies on the line every time they race. Do you think there's enough support out there for them?
No.
No. And do you think the riders are in a position to advocate for that to change?
Yeah, but they don't. Not really. They're soft. I think if they really want to make a change, I think they need to not necessarily start a union, but they all need to get together and do it in a wolf pack.
Yeah. Well, there is a riders union starting to form now, isn't there? So maybe we'll see that kind of change. But yeah, I guess I thought you were fortunate enough to benefit from it, and it'd be interesting to see how many others don't have that level of support behind them. Oh, well, let us go to happier things. You're going to have a lot of time on the island, I'm afraid. What skill would you like to learn with all that time that you're going to have? Doesn't have to be a bike thing.
The only thing I have is a bike. Like, I can't bring, a piano to learn how to play piano. Can I bring, a guitar? You know,
Well, that would count as your luxury item. You get to take a luxury item.
Yeah, I take a luxury item. Oh, yeah.
But I'll let you, if you want to take a piano, I'll let you take a piano, and you can pick another luxury item.
I mean, there's nothing that I really want to learn. I'll do that now. Every day I'm learning.
You get to have an annual visit from a mechanic.
From a mechanic?
Yeah, to fix some stuff on your bike that you can't be bothered to do. So what would you pick, get them to do for you?
Something that I can do myself, so rebuild a suspension.
I'm going to have to change this question because that's what everyone says.
Yeah, something that I'm not able to do, whether it's hopefully my motor didn't go out on my e-bike, or hopefully
rewire a motor. That's the fun. Okay, and you can take a book with you. We'll give you a subscription to Single Track, so you'll get some regular reading matter, but you can choose your own book to take.
Yeah.
Is there a book that is dear to your heart?
No, but I'm about to start this new book. Joe Dispensary.
Yeah, it's just talking about meditation, tapping into like some neurological pathways that's very hard to do naturally. So I'm about to dive into this book, maybe on the way back to the States.
I don't know
too much about it, but it's been recommended to me by a few people. So I'm finally going to listen to it.
Okay. It sounds like it'll give you plenty to do as well. Like, it sounds like there's bits of projects and self-improvement and exercises to do if you get really into that book. So that should keep you busy. You can take an album with you, some music, to while away the hours. So what would you choose?
Gosh, well, if I'm stuck on an island, it better be some type of island vibes music. So like maybe like a Bob Marley or something. It's something like fitting that environment.
You're going to go for the chilling out, not the motivating.
No. I mean, if you're stuck on an island, you better be just chilling.
Okay, and then to aid with this chilling, or indeed your just general happiness on the island, a luxury item.
I don't like that question. How about how about this?
You can try me.
How about you could bring like a person?
No.
One visitor. Can you be like a visitor, like a friend?
Sorry, no. And the luxury item can't be something you'd use to escape or communicate with either.
Yeah.
The rules.
Yeah.
Like, so it could be
like a phone or something. No. Could it be, luxury item would be, what makes me happy, like, right now?
Okay, I would, you know what? Like, that island, it's going to be surrounded by hot water and stuff. So I would bring my cold plunge.
Okay.
Yeah, because that water is going to be hot. So,
you know, hot springs and cold springs.
Yeah, exactly. So, because I'm going to continue getting strong, I'm working out. So, like, for my rehab stuff, I need to dip my body in some very cold temperatures to help get stronger.
Okay.
So, I'll bring my cold plunge.
Cold plunge.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you have a strong and long life on this island as we sent you off. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.